WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal authorities have announced 5 arrests in connection with the drug overdose of actor Matthew Perry last October. An autopsy report showed the Friends star died from a ketamine overdose after battling with addiction. ABC's Alex Stone says investigators traced the drug from its initial sources. It includes 2 doctors and a woman known as the Ketamine Queen of L.A.
Well, it's been a question of where it came from and what the source of the ketamine was, and the investigation going through the tree of who could have given it to him, who was the supplier before that, who gave it to that supplier. It is going down and shaking down that tree that they have been doing for almost a year now.
Ceasefire talks taking place in Doha today. Hamas not participating in this round, saying it's already agreed to a previous version. Following pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University campus against the war in Gaza, the president of Columbia announcing she's stepping down. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The man charged for pushing Baraboo's superintendent during his daughter's graduation made his first appearance in Sauk County Court on Wednesday. A video from the May commencement that appeared to show Matthew Eddy pushing Baraboo superintendent Dr. Rainey Briggs went viral online earlier this year. Eddy is charged with a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge and could serve up to 90 days in jail and pay a $1,000 fine if convicted. Eddie's signature bond was set at $250. He's not allowed to contact Dr. Briggs or be on any Baraboo School District property. A pretrial conference was scheduled for October 4th. Baraboo officials removed a typed-up document that was printed and taped on a city sign that said no screaming and asked people at a public park to quiet down. The sign was taken down on Tuesday after someone noticed a picture of the sign posted on a community Facebook page. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and thunderstorms will roll through the area at times. With periods of moderate to heavy rainfall expected, we could see some localized flash flooding. While the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong thunderstorms could produce some small hail, gusty winds, and torrential downpours. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 67 degrees.
99.7
Making the workday fly by. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Toto on the way. Right now it's M and pop music.
Max FM.
Rains down in Africa. dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers and Dodgers close out their four-game series at AmFam Field this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After dropping the first two games in the series, the crew pulled out a 5-4 win in Game 3 last night. Jake Bauer is homered in the victory.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you make an adjustment, you want to see results. Like, otherwise, you kind of start banging your head against the wall, like, what am I doing? So I've seen the ball well tonight. I feel like I put some good swings out there. Yeah, happy with how I felt for sure.
Tobias Myers pitching for the Brewers today. Jack Flaherty goes for L.A. Packers are headed to Denver this afternoon. They'll hold a joint practice with the Broncos tomorrow. The Badgers continue working out in Madison with their season opener 2 weeks away. Yesterday, they named Tyler Van Dyke their starting quarterback. Midwest League tonight, Peoria is at Wisconsin. Brewers reliever Trevor McGill set for a rehab appearance with the Rattlers in that one. Beloit plays host to Quad Cities. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with Los Lobos.
Never letting it show, always trying to keep it on. Lady Gaga, Poker Face, Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Of course, Gaga will be playing the part of Harlequin in the upcoming Joker sequel. Check your forecast is on the way and music from Journey.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 2024 Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show. It'll be happening Friday, August 16th through Sunday, the 18th. Open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. There's going to be over 260 acres filled with displays and live demonstrations of early agriculture and industrial machines, threshing, sawmills, and plowing powered by steam engines, as well as early tractors, plus construction equipment on display. There's going to be a parade daily at 2 p.m., a huge flea market, plus free parking and food available on the grounds. For all the details, check out BadgerSteamAndGas.com. But again, this will be Friday, August 16th through the 18th, from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. And from Thursday, August 15th to the 17th, the Reedsburg Community-Wide Garage Sales will take place. A map with all the listings of participating garage sales can be found at the Chamber of Commerce prior to the sale. And for more details, visit Reedsburg.org. And friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting a canoe trip on Saturday, August 17th. Join the naturalist for a tour of Mirror Lake. You'll be able to paddle a 20-foot canoe and learn about the geology, flora, fauna, and human history of Mirror Lake State Park via the waterway. They do need you to pre-register for this event. You can find more details at Facebook/Friends of Mirror Lake State Park. This is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 17th.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before, feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and thunderstorms will roll through the area at times. With periods of moderate to heavy rainfall expected, we could see some localized flash flooding. While the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong thunderstorms could produce some small hail, gusty winds, and torrential downpours. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 67 degrees. 99.7.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Love.
Billy Joel and the Uptown Girl, Maximum Hits, the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, weekday mornings in the 7 o'clock hour, we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. If you know somebody that's celebrating, you can always get those to us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number 355-9970. Making our way through another 50-minute music hour. Maximum Hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Music from Pete Townsend and Cyndi Lauper coming up for your Thursday. Stones now from Tattoo You and Start Me Up.